Podcast. Wrestling Podcast. Watch Global. Support local. It's the B-Plus Wrestling Podcast.
The move.
You might not be an A, but you are a B-Plus.
Check it out.
All right, ladies, gents, and non-binary friends, welcome to the B-Plus Podcast Live. I'm your host, Greg Does Things, doing the thing where we do the thing where we talk about pro wrestling, and joining me, of course, from Perth, Mr. Mysterious.
How you doing?
And down in Tasmania, Hatsune Benku. Forgot to change
Does this look like Tasmania? I'm in the Caribbean, thank you very much.
You're in the Caribbean.
Yes. Winter has set, so you're making me pine for warmer times. So.
Okay, let's just quickly while I'm here, while we're waiting for people to filter in and what have you, I can change your nameplate if I can find it. There we go.
Oh boy.
Let's fix this. Don't tell me. I already know what I'm going to write.
He doesn't assert his authority often, but this is one of those times where I'm worried.
There we go.
What have we got here?
Pineapple Ben.
Lovely.
Pineapple Ben, newest AEW recruit. That ends the light portion of the evening. it's been a week, boys. It's been a couple weeks.
It's been a month. It's been 2020.
Yeah, before. Actually, no, there is more light. Joining me, of course, my emotional support child. Check him out.
Baby Yoda.
Good Baby to see Yoda. You. He's adorable.
Lighting up our smiles, our days.
You know he's 50 years old, Greg. We do need to point that out.
Is he 50? Is that confirmed?
At the moment, it's confirmed, yeah.
I thought it was fan theory.
No,
it
said in the actual series, he's 50 years old. So.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. He's still a child.
Oh, my God, my cat's jumped up on the table. Go away.
More guest stars,
You have your cat in the Caribbean.
Cuddly guest stars. That's what we want. So, of course, what we were talking about when we said it's been a week, it's been a month, it's been a year, we're going to have another heavy chat. Yep. We got the whole speak out thing happening in our world of pro wrestling.
And there's only so much that three men can really say on the matter, but we'll tread as well as we can.
Yeah. And it's something that we're... Something that we're working on behind the scenes. So just like with the Black Lives Matter situation and George Floyd and all that stuff, and it's all very heavy, and our voices, we felt, were probably not the best voices to speak on the situation. So we handed over to a group of Indigenous workers who we are very grateful for their time that they did that. Michelle Hasluck,
no doubt.
Joel Bateman, Erica Reed, and Davis Storm joining as an ally. We're very grateful for them for doing that. And, I mean, I'm working on a similar thing here because it is hard to talk about this as three dudes. But I do think I'm not one of those people who's like, there's no part for us in this conversation because there's things that we need to do as well. And I want to say straight up with this speak out thing, it's primarily been in the UK, right? And we'll talk about how it started and all that. We'll go through that. It's primarily been in the UK, but we cannot be dishonest here. It happens here. It does not just happen in wrestling. It happens in music. It happens in pretty much everything. There's some real problems. oh, wow. Got a lot of thoughts. But yeah, it happens here. And I'm part of the problem because I have a list of names in my head about as long as my arm that I've heard stories about. And some of them, the stories are so convincing and so severe that I will not talk about them on this show. And so you can maybe put two and two together and figure out who those people are. Some of them, it's so tough because they're not my stories. They're not my stories. And unless I have permission to shout it, I can't. And you want to, and then also another part of you doesn't want to because you don't want to ruin a person's name, a person's career, a person's life, because let's be clear, being accused of this kind of thing can ruin a career, can ruin a life. You don't want to do that when it's just on someone's word, right? And all this stuff about you have to believe and all that. Yes, we do. We take it seriously. We absolutely have to take it seriously every fucking time. But that doesn't mean you don't ask any questions. I don't believe that, because how do you know? Like, I can come to you and say, I was in the room alone and I saw him murder her, or I saw him, you know, whatever. But that means nothing in a court of law, which this isn't a court of law. I don't know. I'm getting lost in the weeds now, but it's a fucking tough situation, and I'm part of the problem because I do have a list of names in my head and I want to do something about it, but I don't know what to fucking do. And you're part of the problem, Mysterious, because when we heard about the start of this fucking thing, the David yeah. Starr stuff, you were like, oh yeah, I knew he was a creep. I'd heard blah, 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 whatever. We got to at least tell each other, man. Come on. Yeah. And I'm saying that knowing that I haven't told you the list of names in my head, so it's so fucked. It's so fucked. I want to acknowledge that I am part of the problem.
It's a cycle, and it's just one of those things where, like, the stories we hear, they're not our stories to tell. You're right, exactly. But there should be a bit more transparency and letting people know that, look, we've heard some things and you kind of like this guy, but there's some things you need to know, or I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing.
It's... I don't know. All your faves are problematic. And normal may be a myth, but that's no excuse for shitty behavior.
I've got a tweet here by Sid Parker, which is like actually a really nice tweet. So I don't know if okay. you guys saw this. When you discover all your heroes turned out to be villains, it doesn't mean that you're a villain. It means that it's now time for you to become the hero, become the person you needed. And I just thought that was really awesome. Lovely.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. This is so, something that...
It's, throw out the trash and, let's build up.
No, but this is something that's a larger problem in our culture, is the hero worship. And don't buy into it. Like, if you're listening to this, don't buy into the fact that there is any such thing as a perfect human or even a good human. Because all we are is humans at the end of the day. You know, Bill Cosby, America's dad. No. All your faves are problematic, every single one of them. Every human on Earth is carrying around some kind of childhood trauma that makes them a broken person. We're all broken. It's part of all of us. And that's not an excuse at all for anything. But what I'm saying is don't think like there's someone that out there for you to look up to like that. The only things you should look up to are mythical stories like Peter Parker. Peter Parker is a perfect human. Model yourself after Peter Parker.
Oh, the Spider-Man again. Nice.
Yeah. Bringing it back to last week when we talked about video games. Can we just talk about video games? No. That everyone in video games rapes as well. Fucking hell.
Happens everywhere. It's just...
It's shit. It's shit. Like, what else can you say? Let's give the actual news of the situation. So this all started with David Starr, I believe.
Yeah, so the first one that was outed, and then I'm like, but I'm a really big David Starr fan of the stuff that he does. And,
yep.
You know, it's like I've seen a billion, I've probably only seen 3 or 4 of his matches, but, you know, they're all tremendous. And
he's a great storyteller.
Everything leading up to him. And then it's like, the more that gets piled on top of him, I'm like, yeah, fuck him. I was like,
yeah,
he's dead to me now.
I mean,
and his career has got to be dead unless he gets like the Michael Elgin thing where he can like goes to Japan and nobody kind of cares anymore.
Style wise, it wouldn't work for him. It worked for Elgin, but
yeah,
it wouldn't work for him.
And then, yeah, everyone who isn't problematic.
That's the thing. I made the joke, right? Let's do the quiz. All right, here we go. All right, guys, today's quiz.
What's the buzz-in?
Well, I don't know what the theme is, but the buzz-in is you need to buzz in and name a wrestler that is not problematic.
Okay. Buzz me. No, I'm not a wrestler yet, am I? I don't know.
You're an aspiring one.
There's no way to do it. It's... but yeah, so David Starr started the whole thing, and I made the joke in some group chats and stuff. I made the joke... of like, you know, reset the counter, which is, so I hang around in a lot of different spaces online. I like to, Sinister in the chat on Twitch. I know you guys can't see the Twitch chat. Sinister in the chat on Twitch has said, fuck David Starr. Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
So I made the joke. I hang out in a lot of online spaces, and a bit of a meme in some, you know, more problematic spaces, but it's a funny meme, is reset the counter, right? Reset the counter, because it's always the woke, outspoken, far-left, socialist, feminist males that are that do the worst things, that come out with the worst atrocities. And so I made the joke, like, reset the counter, and then here we are 2 days later with MCW letting someone go, and we have to reset the counter again, because once again, it's the same kind of thing, that woke, outspoken, you know, I'm all about the victims and the downtrodden, and it's all bullshit. It's bullshit 90% of the fucking time, and it's disgusting.
How's the other Australian promotions looking at the moment? Like PWA, has there been anything there yet?
No new news that I'm aware. They're still doing their Twitch parties, and
I think Travis Banks was the after David Starr. I feel like that was the biggest name that I saw come out next with.
Yep, he was one McKenzie's of the names.
Story, so
yeah,
he's been suspended from Progress indefinitely.
And this is the thing with these stories too, is they range. Like, so when I talk about the stories that I have in my head, and these, so I'm going to bring this back to Australia, because these are Australian wrestlers that I've heard the stories about. The ones in my head, the list of names that I have that I cannot say and I want to, they range from things like touching a butt, right? Which is, you shouldn't do that without consent, but they range from things like that or inappropriate comments all the way to revenge porn and cosbying.
Oh, I was going to say cosbying, but yeah. Okay.
Mm, yeah. They range, right? And there's a whole bunch of different stories. And some of the stories are just, again, broken people in broken relationships with other broken people, and there's no communication and things are bad. The Travis Banks one, you know, sounds like he's a really shitty boyfriend, you know? And he was a trainer, which, man, it fucking sucks. You know? Like, yeah. What do you say? What can you say? If there are any wrestlers out there who are impacted by this stuff, we're sorry that you've had to go through it. You're not alone. We want to stamp this shit out. I think, well, I can say that for all of us, yeah?
Yes. God, yeah.
Yeah, we want to stamp this shit out. And it's, you have a safe place here, and we do want to offer our platform. I've sent out some DMs, you know, but if you are willing to talk about this, and again, it won't be an interview. I'm not going to sit here and put you under any pressure. It's going to be a group of like-minded women who want to talk about these things. And I want this platform to just be a facilitator. So if there are a group of you who want to talk about these things, please send me a message, because we want to facilitate that, and we want to let you guys. We want to amplify that. We want to make sure that people are hearing these stories so that people know what they're getting into. Because I'm a big believer in having as much information as possible so you can, like, for us as consumers of wrestling, that we can know who to support and who not to support. For anyone who's listening who may want to be a wrestler at some point in the future, especially if they're a young woman. But not just young women, because, you know, Josh Gatt spoke out on Twitter as well about a story that happened with him. You know, and it was similar to the Terry Crews situation that I'm sure a lot of us have heard about. And this thing, it doesn't just happen to women. We have to make sure we know that. Sigo Smacks as well spoke out about a male abuser of himself. It's so rampant and widespread. And a lot of it is broken people just not knowing how to relate to other humans. And so there's root issues that we need to fix. And I don't know. It's so big and so deep that I don't know if we can really cover it, but if you want to talk about it, let us know. I think I don't know what else to say.
I'm sure there's gonna be more fallout. This is only like day two. Like next week is
what's Jack Gallagher got fired, right? Yeah, that was a name. I didn't even see the story of Jack Gallagher.
It was a rape accusation.
Evil Uno had a story about him being abused as well, says Sinister. I did not see that one. I've seen a lot of the UK ones, and I know a lot of the Australian ones, but I didn't see Evil Uno.
After the David Starr one, then Jordan Devlin like retweets OTT about they're going to have a tournament for the title there, and then Jordan Devlin's like, I don't think his was like sexual abuse, but it was like spousal abuse.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, look at you.
Yeah, and see, it's hard because some of it, it's, you know, all you get is a picture and there's no real story of what happened, but you just sort of have to go, there's a person here hurting. There's a person here hurting, and they're showing us why they're hurting, and they're showing us as much as is comfortable for them, which when you're in pain, it can be hard. And yeah. I do. I want people to feel as safe as possible talking about it, because we need to have these discussions. We need to be able to relate to one another better. And that's something I want to say as well, just, and this is just me politically and philosophically more than politically, I guess. I do see a lot of on Twitter, if you don't immediately believe everyone, then fuck you, block me, rah, rah. Or if you have any questions, fuck you, block me. Or if you, that, no, we need to have discussions with one another. You can set your personal boundaries, absolutely, and say, I will not be answering any of those kinds of questions, for sure. But to say, fuck you, block me, blah, 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 I mean, you're never going to change a person's mind with that. You're never going to win a person over with that. It doesn't push us forward. It just divides us more. And if you're not comfortable, like, that's fine. Like, you don't have to engage in these conversations. No one wants to force anyone to engage in these conversations, but they are important conversations for those of us who feel comfortable enough having them, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, we want to believe that everything everyone is coming forward with is genuine. And I want to believe, I want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, and I don't want to shame anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, none of us want to do anything like that. But I agree, like, we should be able to ask questions.
We need to talk about it.
We need
to
talk.
And we need to say as well, the three of us as dudes, I'm sure, I don't know, I didn't clear this with you guys beforehand, but I'm going to say it. We're all fucking creeps. Let's be real. Like, I don't say that as in there's no such thing as a good man, because there absolutely is. I believe myself to be a good man. But do I look through my past and go, well, that night when I'd had a bit too much to drink, or that night when I was just incredibly horny, because let's be honest, it fucking happens. And sometimes you might say something that's inappropriate, and you never want to make someone uncomfortable. And for me, at least, if someone says, hey, that made me uncomfortable, I will never do that again. Like, you know what I mean? But sometimes you send out feelers or whatever, and it's so fucking hard.
Don't get yourself cancelled right now.
No, I don't think I've done anything cancelable. God, I hope not. I'm pretty sure I haven't, but if I have, I'm sorry. And like, if anyone were, like, it's just one of those things. Like, we have to acknowledge that we're all human. We all fuck up. And second chances are a thing. You know, some of these stories, though, you get to fifth chances, sixth chances. Fuck you, dude. Get in the fucking bin. Yeah, get in the fucking bin. I have some shirts to throw out.
I don't yet.
I don't know.
A couple wrestlers in particular I have lots of shirts of, so please not them.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else to be said. Are there any other names that we
Matt Riddle?
Matt Riddle.
Yeah. That could be a bit different than the cyber stalking person that's been reported before, so.
Well, again, and some of these are people that tweeted something and then deleted it. And others, I saw one, I can't remember who it was, but there was one that made an accusation about someone, and then once it blew up with retweets, they'd put a link underneath it with their OnlyFans. You know, you don't want to say that bad. Because the story was so gross. I can't remember which story it was. But I think that one got deleted as well.
Yeah, I don't know which one this is.
No, because then when I looked again like 6 hours later, that one got deleted. And like yesterday, I was glued to my phone and it was fucking depressing.
Yeah, I'm out on the road doing my job, and then like anytime I check in, it's like another name. I'm like, God, I need you guys in the group chat just to keep me posted. And then today, I worked for 6 hours, and then... At break time, I see that you've said that Jack Gallagher and Matt Riddle or whatever. And it's like, okay, let's see what else has happened by the time I finish work today.
So about Jim Cornette and his wife. And
oh, yeah, right.
What is that one about?
Jim Cuckett, which just, you know, for the record, watching your spouse have sex with someone else is a perfectly valid kink. You know, and I'm a very sex-positive person. I support that kind of thing.
How was this?
But...
Is this a cancellation thing again? Like
what they did was
what did they do?
Yeah,
allegedly.
There's screenshots. it's Jim Cornette's wife. Jim Cornette, brooding. Like they like to watch people sleep with her. And he has, I don't think it was grooming. What I saw, the thread I saw was situations where he's saying, if you want a contract with OVW, then you have to fuck my wife.
Jesus, how old are these videos? How old did this?
Well, you know, Dolph Ziggler probably went there with gusto. You know, like, I don't know. But apparently it's like an open secret. Everyone knew it. Jim Cuckett was one of the funniest tweets of yesterday. It was a bright spot, I guess, just because it's Jim Cornette. And, you know, with all his stuff that he puts out, it's kind of funny to see it happen. But it's not because, you know, there's real people that have been affected by this. And again, like I said, perfectly valid kink. But not when you're using it from a position of power to be like, if you want a job... If you want to be able to feed your kids with this thing that we do, you have to do this? That is so fucked up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've seen ones for local companies here from other people that aren't even involved in the wrestling, like fans, or that there was a cosplay girl here in Adelaide who said that, you know, staff at Riot City Wrestling were... dismissive when someone on their staff had said that her outfits mean that she should be assaulted, or it would be okay for her to be assaulted because of the cosplay outfits she wears. And
I think I know who you're talking about. Is it any secret who said that?
No, I don't know who said that. It's just been on. It's so hard to keep up. But let's have a look at progress. So it started in the UK, and the UK has been the big one. I think pretty much every UK wrestler has been implicated at some point, except I haven't seen Pete Dunne's name, which is nice, because I like that guy.
The one bright spot, apparently, for now. I've seen memes of people just, like, not him, anyone but him.
Just... yeah. So we've got the statement here from Progress. I'll blow this up real quick. Boom. Talent suspensions and departures. Further to our statement made earlier today, I don't have that statement. Does anyone have that statement? The one made earlier? Yeah. Here is an update regarding specific allegations and current roster members. David Starr will no longer be working for Progress. Mark Paz Parry will no longer be working for Progress. Travis Banks will be suspended indefinitely. That's interesting. That's an interesting difference from will no longer be working... will be suspended indefinitely. Jordan Devlin. Oh, it's the WWE contracted guys. They can't fire them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jordan Devlin will be suspended indefinitely. The tag titles have been vacated. Scotty Davis will be suspended indefinitely. The tag titles have been vacated. We take these allegations extremely seriously. Those under suspension will have their situation reviewed periodically between now and events starting again. So they may be back when we have our first event again, is what they're saying here. That's a little bit... Okay, we continue to monitor and listen to the speaking out movement so that we can take appropriate action where necessary. Okay. Do we have the statement from earlier in the day, Mysterious?
I can't say I do, no.
No, okay. Well, I don't know about you guys, but as a person who's covering this kind of thing, and like I said, knowing the stories that I've heard, I can't say that I know, but knowing the stories that I've heard about our scene... It's like, people know this stuff. People know this stuff. And so you want to tell me you didn't know this already? The way it looks to me is these companies knew and they've known potentially for years about some of this stuff, but it takes this public outcry for anything to happen. And that feels kind of gross to me.
I think there's only like two Australian guys that I've been told, and like, so I joined TCW in November, and I've been told there's like two guys, a bit of creeps from interstate, but you know, I was like the last one to know, I guess, but I've never interacted with these people in my life, so
no. Well, like I said, and like you hear little passing things like that, And yeah. and as well, in a wrestling locker room, you never know who has a political agenda and who, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that must make it so much harder even for, say, you're a woman in a locker room and someone does something. And are you going to go to someone to report it? What if they're buddies with that person? You know? How are you going to know?
Thing, yeah.
It's like any workplace, you know, it's all politicking. So you just, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to play that sort of stuff carefully, don't you?
Yeah. And again, like some of these things are different to others as well. Like I said, like I have stories in my head of, you know, just your plain old, you know, inappropriate comment, which is bad. But, you know, it's very different to a forced up against the wall kissing, which is very different to a Cosby, which is very different to someone who just routinely cheats on their partner. That, you know, there's... These are all very different things and would need to be handled differently, but it's all scummy and there's a lot of it and it's gross. Let's keep a look here locally. Again, a statement from a company that, as from what I can understand, because the stories are stories that have been told, that have been passed around, that have gone through locker rooms and you know made their way to my ears at least, so I don't know. Melbourne City Wrestling and the MCW Academy are aware of the allegations toward an active wrestler in our company. We want to assure all our fans, students, staff, and wrestlers that we take the severity of these allegations seriously, and we have spoken to both parties. We have removed this wrestler from Melbourne City Wrestling and their role at the MCW Academy, promoting a safe environment at our shows. This is and always has been our number one priority. To help us maintain this environment over the last 18 months, we've taken steps to evolve our leadership team in line with the growth of the business so that safety is always at the forefront of our shows. We are working with our talent, trainees, and staff to ensure they feel safe and supported. Thank you to those that are sharing their experiences, and we stand with you. By having these courageous conversations, we can help make a change for the better in the future. If you have any concerns, please feel free to contact us via our social media channels. So again... That sounds much better than the progress one, to be honest with you. That feels like just reading that.
Feels more genuine.
Yeah, yeah, it feels more genuine. It's definitely more well thought out. And knowing some of the people who work behind the scenes at MCW, I believe that it is far more genuine. But I also feel like there's no way you didn't know. And that it took this long. I'm so happy that there's justice. Or some semblance of justice in this situation. I'm very happy about that. But why did it take such a public outcry? Because I can't believe that you didn't already know.
No, it's definitely a period of change in a lot of aspects of life. So if this is where everybody's angry about everything and it's all coming up, and mm-hmm. I think the world's going to be a much better place by the end of this year, if we're all alive still.
Well, 2020 is an emperor year in terms of the tarot, so lots of stuff to do around masculinity and overbearing masculinity and change in that regard. So,
you know. I want to bring up something super quick. It's a bit dark, but do you think many of these wrestlers that are like a David Starr or somebody, do you see any of these people committing suicide? Anything like that, you know? Their livelihood completely ruined.
In response to the
Oh, if they're guilty and whatnot, like David Starr's disappeared off social media.
Well, understandably, just go back to that for a second. His stuff, though, at first, before it became this big movement with the speak out hashtag speak out and stuff, and other people started to jump on. When it started with just the stories about David Starr, he had prepared tweets. He had prepared and paid for it. If you looked at it, it said promoted. So he paid to advertise his PR spin statements. That was even more disgusting. Like, just what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Who has an emergency plan? Like, just in case my shitty behavior from the past comes up, I'm ready. I'm pretty sure. What was one of the screenshots I saw? I'm pretty sure I have a strong case against that. Or something to that effect.
I don't know. It was too much to really take in. I'm like, I don't know.
It just kept coming too.
I don't cope with this right now.
Dan W. Chinwag on Twitch says, I'm shaken to my very core. I really admire the courage of those who have come forward. I was truly naive about the local scene. I feel sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's all happening at once, it feels like that. And again, like I said, part of the problem, because I hear the stories and I don't think of them in context of, oh, well, that's one person, but then I also heard the story about that person, but then I also heard the story about that person. You just hear a story and you go, oh, what a dick. But you don't put it together until all of a sudden it's all coming at once and you're like, oh, yeah, right, there's a fucking problem. So, I don't know what much more we can say. We agree with that, obviously. We do admire the people that are speaking out, both male and female, and we offer our platform to them if they want to have a discussion about the severity of these things and what have you. And yes, workers potentially committing suicide, like, these are still people, and we don't want any more tragedies to occur. And that would be tragic in and of itself. Let's hope nothing like that happens, as scummy as some of these people are.
Do you remember when Hana Mikuri was, like, the wrestling story, and then the cycle was the against cyberbullying, and then Hanukkah, moved
yeah.
on to
yeah.
to Black Lives Matter and wrestlers in that regard as well, and now we're onto this one, and I just hope everything gets its time still. Like, we don't just move on from one thing to the next so quickly and just remember everything.
That's yeah, done. And we have to take the lessons from each one forward, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, people are scumbags, and it's okay to call them scumbags, but there is an element with social media where we pile on and we pile on and we pile on. And, like, so I think I made sure, like, the only tweet I sent out was, like, man, I that's gross, and I don't know if I want to cover wrestling anymore, you know? And I really feel like that. Like, I had a lot of fun talking about the PlayStation 5 with you last week, Ben. Like, let's do more of that. It was so lighthearted. It was a nice break from everything. But, like, it's we got to be careful with Twitter and stuff that we're not, like you said, there is the concern now, as scumbag as David Starr clearly is. I mean, you still hope that he can become a better person. You hope. Maybe I'm just fucking naive. I don't know. But I don't want anyone to die, you know? But I saw some shit yesterday on Twitter, and it's like, did you not learn the lesson from Hana Kimura's death? But again, scumbag. So, I don't know what more we can say. We offer the platform, obviously. Get in touch with us. This is a safe place. We believe you. We support you, and we want to stamp this stuff out. So the more you talk about it, the better the entire thing can be. Anything else?
I think that's all we can say, honestly, yeah.
All right. Do we want to take a break before we move ahead into so other topics, or do we want to power forward?
Just a 5-minute break or something.
Yeah, I think we need a breather.
Yeah. All right, cool. We're going to hit the pause button, then we're going to come back with WWE news. New Japan Cup. New Japan's back. New Japan's back, positive baby. News,
yeah.
We're going to talk about some New Japan. We're going to talk about WWE. We're going to talk about AEW. And I do see you there in the chat. I do see some questions, and we will... we will address any questions and stuff in the chat as well when we come back. So we're just going to take a breather, and we'll be back in. Let's call it, what's the time right now? Let's call it 5 minutes exactly. So okay. 6:20 for me, 6:50 for you guys. All right, cool. That on the dot 6:20, we made it
back in black.
Yeah, I was halfway through a slice of pizza. Oh well. All right, what do we got next on the ticket? I think we should go to a place we haven't been for a while. You putting some sunscreen on there, Ben?
Yep, don't get burnt.
Don't want to. Definitely, you want to take care of the skin. Good for you though, being out and getting some vitamin D. We know that that's one of the best ways to fight coronavirus.
Well, I was meant to get home from Japan yesterday, but Japan didn't end up happening.
So. No, but Japan is back.
Japan is back. Nearly been Tokyo again. So we're talking about New Japan first, obviously.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go to the New Japan Cup 2020.
New Japan Cup I'm still gonna is eat my pizza. On. Big 32-man tournament. They even got some young lions and junior heavyweights in there to fill in the gaps from the people that Oops, I just... My chair's just lowered. But like Jay White and Kenta and all those guys that are stuck elsewhere, couldn't be in Japan.
Right.
We had the Together Project, just a bunch of tag matches the first night back, and then the Tuesday and Wednesday night was actual... It's really good what they're doing. Just five-match shows. Four matches are the New Japan Cup matches, and you have like a 4-versus-4 tag in there as well. But the highlight so far, definitely Yuji Nagata and Minoru Suzuki, just 20 minutes, 35 seconds, just belting the piss out of each other. I don't know if you guys have seen this at all, but...
I haven't, no. So I tuned in...
Go to your way for that one.
Send gifts.
I tuned in on the first night, and I was like, the vibe's off, man. Like, the lack of crowd. I don't know.
So that was the night with all the tag matches then?
Yeah.
That you saw.
Yeah.
I just sort of had that on mute because I was... The kids were watching something. I was half paying attention, but the singles matches for the cup, give them a crack at least. But Toru Yano versus Jado was one of the worst matches I've ever had the displeasure of watching.
Well, you said it was all time crap.
Yeah, Jado can barely even walk. He took one front bump, and the rest of the match, Yujiro Takahashi kept on running in to take the bumps off Yano, and they took forever to even to do anything, and it just time. Stood still, and it was terrible. Okada versus Ghetto was not much better. I gave that one star, I think, on Grapple, whereas the other got a quarter star for Yano and Jado. But nice. Another, like El Desperado, he had a really great match against Ishii, like the best Despy match I've ever seen. I haven't always been very, very high on him, but this match could turn me around. But anybody can have an amazing match with Ishii.
I heard
and
good things
about... your New Japan Cup roundup.
I heard good things about Hiromu.
I like it.
Yeah, Hiromu had a really good match with Honma, of all people. So I've never seen a Honma singles match before. Mm. But I think I went 3.5, three and three quarters on that one. Like, it's like, this is not going to be fantastic. But the match just kept going on, just kept getting better and better and better. I'm like, yeah, man, that was really good.
Hiromu is bae. I fucking love Hiromu, man. Yeah. I was so bummed when he got injured. I'm like, it's going to throw off all my awards.
Oh, fuck. I did it again. I keep playing with shit.
We had to keep in mind, so they're still new to the whole empty arena thing. So if nothing else, I reckon that is impacting a little bit
viewing
on some things. But yeah,
but
they'll get the hang of it.
You've had 2-3 months now of watching other people do it to learn from their mistakes.
True.
Having an atmosphere is very important, and it's probably one of the key things that has kept me watching AEW, and I haven't gone back to WWE, because even now that they've added the atmosphere, their atmosphere feels way more manufactured. The AEW one feels like people having a good time.
Yes.
And it's so important. It's so important that people are having a good time. And that's why, just in general, WWE crowds don't like WWE anymore, so WWE's hard to watch even when there is an audience. I don't know.
With New Japan, it should be easier because everybody's in a faction. Like, there's the main unit, but so many members of Bullet Club and everybody, like LIJ and that, you should at least have them maybe outside there somewhere supporting their teammates.
Yeah, cheering people on.
And then when somebody's been eliminated, at least, like, stay in the stands or something. But I'm definitely going to stick with it. Like, they're back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I believe. Three nights of action. You got Tanahashi versus Taichi, Kota Ibushi versus Zack Sabre Jr., Taguchi and Sonata, and Sho and versus Shingo Takagi. So those are like, well, three out of those four should be like, those are like really good matches, they should be.
Yeah. So. Matthew in the chat on Facebook saying the WWE ones are getting better now. So I guess I'll take your word for it. I haven't watched this week's NXT or anything yet. NXT is the only thing I really... care about too much. On.
Can I just mention NXT really quickly? I went and watched half of the In Your House NXT thing out of curiosity.
Yeah.
And like the opening match, it was 3-versus-3 women's match or 4-versus-4, I can't remember. I didn't know who any of the people are because I haven't watched it for so long. Before they even lock up, the audience are chanting, "This is awesome."
Oh, really?
And it's just like, go fuck yourselves. Seriously, where is the build-up for this random 3-versus-3 match? Like, how well has this opening match been built up where what gives you the right to do that chant before the match has started.
You hear all the facts that Kevin Dunn is like just on a speaker, literally telling the crowd how to react if it's not the way they want them to react. So it's a manufactured audience in every sense of the word. And yeah, it is an audience, but it's a very artificial thing. Like, they did have some fans, if you can call it that, this week, where they had some friends and family of some of the superstars, of the NXT superstars. Like, you could briefly see them for a little bit. That had its own set of issues.
How did that work? How did that work out for them?
That didn't work out too well.
Because they weren't testing.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get to that. Just before we do, though, I don't have the picture. Yeah. I wish I had the picture. You sent me a picture, Ben, and I was like, what the fuck is happening here with the New Japan, the announce team? And there was a TV and a Perspex glass.
Yes.
So you got whichever commentator, I don't know the name, on one side. Then you've got, like, the LCD screen thing with the woman commentator. But I think there was the Perspex between the monitor and a person. And then there's more Perspex or plexiglass and Milano AT on commentary.
Right.
But then further, then, like, just off screen next to him is the actual woman who's on the monitor between them both. It's like, what's the point of this?
It's the visual.
Minoru Suzuki went over, like, the first time I spot it, Suzuki's gone over and he's sort of getting in their faces, and he's like, I thought he was going to get up and get in the face of the bloody the TV. So what's going on here? It's very bizarre. It's like something the DDT would do.
It was very strange. It was very, very strange. But yeah, let's go to WWE. So you started talking about WWE there loosely, Mysterious.
Yeah, so obviously not too good news for them, obviously, with not only the speak out movement as well, but also because they got a positive COVID test recently. Yeah. And it wasn't a NXT superstar, it was one of the trainees. Like, they don't like to call them NXT superstars if they're not actually on the roster, technically. Like, it's just like a, but they had a word for it, but it's escaped me right now. But now,
are they not superstars?
Are
they not just superstars?
Yeah, it's some kind of term. Or are they rookies? Someone else maybe in the comments will tell me. But they've had to cancel tape. They had to cancel some tapings. Like, they've done quite a fair bit. So SmackDown, that was pre-taped this week. There's a couple of NXT episodes in the can for the next couple of weeks to combat AEW, which we'll talk about, I guess. And a couple of Raw episodes. But it showed that they were just taking temperatures. They weren't actually testing anybody. And now that a positive test actually came in, now they're actually testing people, and the words have been, it's a shit show, it's for lack of a better word.
Shaking my damn head. That's...
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, that's how you go from 3 billion to 1, right? Was that the number? I forget.
Yeah, 9.9. Vince McMahon went from 2.9 billion in, like, net worth in Forbes magazine to 1.9, so still a significant figure, but that's a significant drop. So okay.
Yeah. So in the Twitch chat, Sinister says performance center trainee is the phrase that you're looking for.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah,
he also weighed in on the New Japan thing, and it's maths. So the TV was so the woman could still be included in the camera shot, otherwise it was too far apart. So I'm guessing if they're 1.5 meters away from each other, right, you can have the two people 1.5 meters and the TV fills that gap. Whereas if you had to have three people 1.5 meters, the camera would have had to be too far back and it would have been basically on the ring apron. I think that's...
Don't know.
Maths-wise, I'm not a number person. But that makes sense,
I guess. It still looked really funny.
But it's weird having the perspex between him and the TV and not him and the person.
Yeah.
That's still odd.
That's what it was, though, wasn't it? They did have this perspex between
them. 100%. That's why I thought it was so funny. Like, why do you need that? Yeah. That makes no sense. Makes no sense. Let's protect the TV.
Just gotta love Japan.
Anyway, so what else is going on in the land of WWE, Mysterious?
So just following on from that, how I mentioned that there were some fans in the audience, quote unquote, how they were not outwardly said that they couldn't wear masks, but they were discouraged from wearing masks. Like, that's the rumor that was going around, and right. Obviously with the news about the positive test, that didn't really go over too well. And part of me was thinking, like, you have a WWE shop of new face masks and you could advertise them easily, but they choose not to.
Yeah, but then we'd rip on them for that as well. So, like, they can't win.
Yeah, you have guys like Kevin Owens. He's like, the moment they heard the positive test, he's like, I'm not going to be on Raw anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah. So there's some stars who are taking some time off just to, until all of this kind of calms down, or maybe, yeah, see what happens after that. But you had some quiet draft swaps, if you want to call it that. So I don't know if that means much with a lot of the stars going back and forth lately. With
the special invitation.
Sorry? Right?
The invitation rule.
Yeah, the invitation rule. It's so, like, you have,
the wild card rule, but not.
The Dolph Ziggler got moved to Raw.
Right.
Also, Mustafa Ali, which is surprising. It was a very quiet one because he was the front runner to be the hacker, which they haven't really addressed for a while.
Right. Well, we figured that out, though. That's Christian, the hacker.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
oh, and he had his big return. He returned
on Raw. So after.
So maybe it's not him then.
After about 6 years. 6.5 years, he made a return against Randy Orton this week. So
one more match.
Finally.
When I read that he was advertised for that match, I saw the image, and I'm like, I can't believe they're fucking going to give that away on TV. I was like, nah, they won't do the match. They won't do the match. And they didn't do the match. But they technically did a match, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
The bell rang.
The bell rang. Ric Flair was there.
Woo!
Yeah.
he's got to be problematic, right?
Having him in there, that's super problematic. Not just for his age, but for his health, because the stuff he's had to come back from.
Yeah, that's not what I was talking about, but I bless your little heart.
Okay.
Space Mountain. I'm talking about Space Mountain.
All right.
Bret Hart's my favorite wrestler of all time, but at least he outed himself with all his cheating and stuff back in that huge novel of his.
Yeah,
he was not hiding away from the things that he did. So,
yeah, we need more people that are willing to stand up and admit they make mistakes and stuff. You know, I don't know. That'd help with the whole hero worship thing that I'd talked about. Anything else in the land of WWE? I feel like that's about all.
Well, we had Backlash. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
We didn't talk about it last week, and now I forget about it because that's what WWE pay per views are. Forget about
when they do them like every 3 weeks. It's easy to forget that stuff, isn't it?
I'll say
we had the greatest wrestling match ever, guys. Come on,
greatest! I laughed so hard at the opening video package when it's like Andre and Hulk and fucking Rock and Austin and Steamboat and Savage and Edge and Orton. I'm like, just one of these things is not like the others. Like, I love Edge so much. I love, like, Orton's all right, but I don't know. It was just weird to me. It was so weird seeing those names there. With Backlash, I do want to talk about the Viking Prophets.
Yeah, that was a thing.
So, Ben, I can see you're a little confused there.
I listen to podcast recaps of these things.
Yeah. It's one of those things. So I'm guessing Voices of Wrestling shit on it. I haven't listened.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably shit on it.
Post-wrestling... I think they shit on it as well, but what was there, some ninjas or something? Motorcycled Asian gang of ninjas with like a 7-foot African-American in it?
Yeah.
Just as you do.
I went through a process with it where I was like, this is crap. Oh God, this is disgustingly crap. Oh wow, this is so crap that I love it. Like I really went through...
like the movie reviews that we normally do.
Yeah, it was kind of like The Room... this was The Room of wrestling matches. It was so ridiculously, absurdly bad that you, especially when the ninjas come into it, you're like, okay, like now in the era of Black Lives Matter and the race war that's happening on the streets of America with statues toppling and cops being killed and people being killed and all this stuff. And you're just going to bring racist stereotypes just right here. And it was just so absurd and ridiculous and hilarious and bad and amazing. I don't recommend it at all, but it was...
They're hinting a rematch, which, I don't know.
It's
also
so
in the WWE news, Bruce Pritchard taking over Raw as well as SmackDown.
Right, so yeah.
Is this Heyman's work then?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Paul Heyman is no longer...
Vince's work. really, but you know.
Yeah, it's all one man. But Paul Heyman, he's been taken off his role as like the in charge of Raw creative, like the second in charge before Vince, and now Bruce Pritchard is back in that role again. They've merged the SmackDown and Raw creative sides. The reason I thought was hilarious is so that Paul Heyman can focus on being an in ring talent, but
he's not
He's not on TV.
Is Brock coming back? Like, what's going on? I don't know.
Yeah. So unless he's getting a new client, that's the question. But yeah, Bruce Pritchard is renowned, like well known as being like he knows what Vince wants, and he's more of a company man than Paul Heyman, who was trying to push younger stars. And
some of the things that looked like it had Paul Heyman's fingerprints on it were some of the best things. There were also some of the worst things, because I'm pretty sure he was involved with all the cucking stuff.
So does this mean we're not going to see Shane Thorne and Brendan Vick again for a while?
Well, that's the thing. Like, we haven't seen them recently, have we?
They took MVP and put him with Bobby Lashley, which I actually kind of enjoy, to be honest. That was one of the highlights of Backlash for me, was that video package and seeing the story that they're doing with Bobby Lashley. I'm like, okay, cool, because they kind of neutered him, and now they're actually giving him something, and I'm enjoying that. So that's cool. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, you can see a little faction being formed. Like, who else will be included? We don't know.
Do we think they're going to have more factions now that you see the way AEW is structured and there's lots of factions and stuff in AEW?
I don't think that they will attempt it, probably, but their idea, if that that match, if you want to call it that, between the Street Profits and Viking Raiders is anything to go
that
by.
Movie. They really it was a movie. We make movies,
the movie,
pal.
The movie. They don't care about tag team wrestling. Their tag team champions are literally thrown in the bin.
That was the thing that I forgot to say, and I'm glad that you've brought it back, because I do want to say that. As much as I ended up enjoying it because of how crap it was, and I did end up enjoying it, and you know, it's fun to watch, it did point out to me, like, I was like, oh, this is what the Revival were talking about. Sorry, FTR. Yeah. This is what FTR were talking about. Like, that is zero respect. And, like, I enjoyed watching those teams do the things that they did, but I couldn't help but think, man, how good would it be if these guys were having just a killer fucking match? Because they can. But they're not allowed to, because instead, ninjas. I don't know.
When live audiences are back, they can't be doing cinematic matches anymore, because you're not going to have an arena of people like looking up at a bloody screen for 44 and a half minutes or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I just got to say this quickly to Matthew in the chat. Sometimes when you say things like just me too, or like I'm not sure what you're referring to, because
there's a delay.
So like when we're talking here, it takes about a minute to get to you. And so then I don't know what we said that you're agreeing with. So
do we have any comments on the Facebook thing? Because I don't know.
Yeah, if I'm looking at
this. Do we? I can't see any.
Don't know why, but there's a couple in there. So yeah, let's move on to AEW now, if we're sufficiently wrapped up with WWE.
I'd say so. Yeah.
Yeah. Biggest thing for me, AEW, Ricky Starks.
Yes, so AEW have two new signings. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm so happy to see Ricky Starks there.
Abaddon as well, right? Yeah, but Ricky Starks was the one that stood out to me, because I loved him in NWA. I've talked about him before on the show. Hopefully he's not problematic.
Yeah, hopefully not problematic. But yeah, TV champ, former TV champion versus AEW's TV champion. This week's Dynamite, which was just a lovely, like, and it's good as well, because with NWA, like, their style of like their episodes, you don't see the wrestlers go 100%, so you can actually see that extra side of Ricky Starks, and just like how, for a smaller guy, like how nimble and how like deceptively strong he was. Like, holy crap.
Yeah, it's a different style, and it makes me so happy too, because it's like, okay, cool, now we're getting to a point where there's so many high profile promotions that the style you will wrestle in MLW is going to be different to the style that you will wrestle in NWA, is going to be different to the style you would wrestle if Lucha Underground was still a thing, but it's not. It's going to be different to the style you would wrestle in Impact or WWE, which are kind of the same, which is going to be different from the style in AEW. And it's so cool to see talent be able to change up their style, and if they are the talent that will change up their style. So someone like a Brian Cage has developed such a signature style for himself that he's going to be Brian Cage no matter where he is. But seeing a different side of Ricky Starks was so fucking cool. I was like, oh, dude can go. Dude can go. So, yeah, I'm keen.
Fighter Fest starts next week, so we should have some good, really good, solid two shows in a row coming up.
Yeah, Mox v. Cage.
Mox v. Cage.
I'm super Orange hyped.
Cassidy versus Chris Jericho. That's
super
one
super hyped. Cool. Yeah. I thought they were going to go with Tyson. What happened with that? Is that just gone?
Is that going to be the next actual pay-per-view?
There might, because there's 2 weeks of AEW, they might be able to squeeze that in there. I don't know. That they haven't mentioned it lately, but you can tell they want to try and organize something.
I hope it comes back. Maybe they're just trying to stretch it out until they're allowed to have more significant amount of people, but I don't think it'll happen. Try to pop a pay-per-view number with it.
Would you want to, if you're going to do a match with Tyson, would you want it to be a pre-recorded one where...
No.
Yeah. Yeah, Cody versus him in a boxing gym. Shit, yeah.
Oh, can we talk about Cody? Is he a heel or what? Because the last few weeks, he's been an utter bastard.
Subtle little hints there.
There's been no hints. It's been flat out heel. This, like the Jungle Boy match and then the Marcus Quinn thing.
Well, the thing...
The
thing with the weekly challenge and whatnot is you're going to have to, in order to keep yourself in like challenges, you have to switch on the fly each week depending on who you're facing. Otherwise, like you can't just only face the heels. It's going to get boring.
It's just the way he's worked his matches and these promos. He's been very heelish, so don't have anything on top of my head because it's been a while. But
yeah,
just planting a bit of doubt, that's all. So whether they will let that happen, like it just, again, there's more dissension. Like he even said in that promo, like, am I even part of the Elite anymore? Am I part of the Nightmare Family anymore? Like, just, yeah.
Elite versus Nightmare Family was surprisingly fun. That the what do they call them? The Natural Nightmares?
Natural Nightmares, yep.
The biggest losers in AEW.
Didn't they win 5 matches in a row? What are you talking about? Yeah. On Dark, whatever happens on Dark.
On Dark, yeah, but...
Yeah,
but really, they're the biggest losers in AEW, right? They.
I'd argue Brandon Cutler and the Librarians. They're like nothing. Yeah,
they touched on that on being the Elite, right? They were going to join forces. Did they ever do that on Dark? I haven't.
They're,
kept
they're
up
doing
with Dark.
Tag team matches right now. Yeah.
Okay. Are they still losing?
At the moment, yes.
We forgot to mention good. Jimmy Havoc, by the way, at the start of the show.
Yeah. Cancelled. Yes. Go on.
So he's the AEW person that's...
AEW did put something out with that. Let me grab that. That's probably something we should...
While Greg's looking for it, I'm going to roughly paraphrase it, how he's saying that they that he's at the moment he's still a member on the roster, but he's getting rehabilitation or something to that effect.
And
so this is why when I was talking about like the range of stories and the different types of stories, so his didn't seem to be any kind of sexual abuse or physical. Well, there might have been some physical abuse in there. His was a very emotional thing. Things of, you know, I'm depressed and I'm going to kill myself if you leave and this is all your fault. And just real broken human in broken relationship with another broken human. One probably far more broken than the other, but let's be real, we're all broken. But this was the statement here. We wish Jimmy Havoc all the best as he receives treatment and counseling in an effort to overcome the mental health and substance abuse challenges in his life. We are aware of various reports related to Jimmy. We are evaluating his status with our company and will address it when he has successfully completed his rehabilitation. Now, as a new company, I'm more likely to say, okay, maybe they didn't know about certain things. I don't know. It's
but the rumors, Excalibur and Jimmy Havoc having that fight or whatever, and then we didn't see Jimmy Havoc for how long on TV?
Well, I mean, is anyone surprised that Jimmy Havoc's a bit of a prick?
Yeah, because when I looked up what he was accused of, I could found a story in 2014 where he punched a fan in the face
after a show.
So that's all I found, but.
Progress said that it was just
their problem.
He was protecting his gimmick, and he's not our problem once he leaves the venue or whatever. But no, so someone's Sinister in the chat is saying someone came out later accusing Havoc of rape. I have not seen that one, so I'm wrong. Like I said, this stuff is changing minute by minute. The ones I saw, which you didn't see, Ben, the ones I saw were ex, was an ex, I believe, saying that, yeah, he'd threatened to kill himself, threatened to, he would self-harm in front of her, you know, punch himself in the face a bunch, headbutt walls, stuff like that, which honestly doesn't surprise me coming from
Jimmy Havoc. Sounds like one of his matches.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. And another unsurprising one, well, surprising but unsurprising, because from what you hear, he's such a nice person, you know, but Joey Ryan. Is anyone, do you really be surprised if Joey Ryan turns out to be a sex pest? His gimmick is touch my cock. Like, and I laugh at it, and it's a fun show, but like, don't do it in real life. Don't do it in real life. Consent, 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 consent. What happens in a wrestling ring is consensual unless you're New Jack stabbing a person, and it should always be consensual in a wrestling ring, and it should always be consensual in a bedroom. It should, that's the part, like, when I say this is all complicated, and we're going back to the fucking heavy shit, goddamn. When I say this stuff is complicated, that's not complicated. If a person's uncomfortable, stop. If a person says no, stop. Like, dudes, ladies, I don't care who's doing it. If someone's uncomfortable, if you have to bribe someone, any of that sort of shit, it's not happening for you. Just fucking stop, right? There are people you can pay. Which is a whole other level of stuff. let's go back to the AEW. Their situation with Jimmy Havoc is he's going to rehab and stuff, and I feel like that's a, like, they're doing a wait and see. I don't know how to feel, man. It's hard because, like I said, all the stories are different, and he seems like a really, really hurt person, and hurt people hurt people.
So we mentioned Ricky Starks. Like, we've got Abaddon. So has anyone, like, seen her work? Like, I loved her introduction, actually, by the way, how it focused on someone else completely differently. Oh, you lost me.
No, sorry. I clicked the link because Sinister did put a link in here in the Twitch chat to the rape allegation. But we'll leave that. People can check out that link in the Twitch chat if they want to.
But I loved how they focused on Anna Jay and they made this big hype package for her. You're thinking, oh, she's going to, whoever she's facing, she's going to get a big come-from-behind victory. And then you have Abaddon, who just scares the crap out of everyone.
I don't think Jim Ross was a fan.
No,
he's confused.
Excalibur was just like, oh, we've seen her on Dark and stuff, and Jim Ross is just like, who is this woman? She's terrifying.
Don't adjust your television, folks.
Yeah.
This is some woman.
Is Old Man JR the best JR? It took a while, but I'm almost at a point where I'm like, Old Man JR may be the best JR.
He's getting more, like, familiar with the product and, like, he's more familiar with things.
He's not burying things anymore.
No, he's
as much as he was.
He's evolving.
He's getting better. But that was fun, definitely. Anything else in the land of AEW?
Not off the top of my head, no. I think we just had Dynamite and Dark and... they've been relatively straightforward. They've obviously cases and everything else are happening minute by minute, but so far, AEW's just had its week.
Yep. And so we'll keep you guys informed next week as how things develop if we do a show next week. So we should do, but if we do find a group of women who want to take the platform, we'll be giving that to them, obviously, in light of all the stuff that's been coming out. So it's time. Everyone's favorite part of the show. Let's talk about the movie we watched, the wrestling-related non-wrestling content, which, as wrestling starts to heat up again and start in various countries, this may go the way of the dinosaur, but we got it for now. Chokeslam, the Canadian masterpiece that is Chokeslam. What did you guys think of this movie?
So who picked this one again? Was it you?
I picked this.
That was Greg.
So another, like, Tubi.tv, it's a haven for wrestling films, isn't it?
Has anyone picked one for next week? Does anyone have any suggestions?
No one's picked anything yet, no.
No, okay.
I'm still waiting for Peanut Butter Falcon to be somewhere easier to watch, I think.
Just quickly, Matthew in the chat's talking about how we need AEW on TV here. Yes, it would be nice, but you can get AEW on Fight TV. I'm fighting with Fight TV at the moment because for some reason it's not like it's charged me for my subscription, but then in the app it's like you're not a subscriber, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on, bro?
This sounds like the Zoom thing last time.
Yeah.
Or before.
Yeah, for real. No, that was my fault.
You logged in with the wrong account.
I logged in with the wrong account. I had two accounts for some reason. No, but yeah, AEW on TV would be nice. He also said that he wants AEW to come here, which would be good. It would be good.
Well, any wrestling shows to happen would be nice. But,
yeah.
Yes.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you want AEW to come, just go see...
World Series Wrestling.
I think that's pretty much an AEW / Australia show now.
Yeah, they get workers from all sorts of places, Ring of Honor and stuff as well. Like Marty's a regular. He's got one of the champs there at the moment still. Is Tag Champs there? Villain Enterprises?
Marty's the main champ. Villain Enterprises, you have Flip Gordon and Brian Cage are the tag champs.
Oh, they're the tag champs now. Yeah, that's right. Oh, they have an impromptu defense too, which is Australian news.
I sent you a link for that.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. Gonna be real, between uni wrapping up for the semester and then I'm taking next semester off. But between that and like and you know doing fun things like shopping for Baby Yoda,
been you and your 50-year-old man
been playing more video games and skating more and just sort of you know doing things that aren't depressing because the world's gone to shit.
Doing things that make you happy.
Yeah, because the world's gone to shit, so I don't want to sit here and bury myself in the shit too much. But yeah, Chokeslam.
The Chokeslam, 2016 film.
Yeah.
It's got a 4.6 on IMDb.
well deserved.
Mild-mannered deli clerk finally gets a second chance to pursue his high school sweetheart, a notorious female professional wrestler, when she returns for their 10-year reunion. So I thought the film was going to kind of like build up to this whole reunion thing, but it happens pretty soon.
It goes straight to it.
Yeah.
And then
the trailer doesn't do it justice.
I do love the idea of these like high school reunions and things. I've had my 10-year reunion. I've got 20th this year if it ends up happening. So just having that as a plot in the film is always intriguing to me. So I enjoyed it for that aspect as well as the wrestling.
I moved content. States, so I don't know what a reunion is like.
Yeah.
I've never been.
Yeah, I didn't. We cancelled ours over here. I didn't want to go to mine.
Right. Yeah.
Apart from the wrestlers, there's probably only one actor you would recognise in this, and that's the main guy who played. So Chris Marquette played Corey Swanson. So
he was in
Fanboys, The Girl Next Door.
That's why he looks familiar. Yes, but no, I actually recognize the main girl. She is in Silicon Valley on HBO's Silicon Valley, which is a spoof of like tech companies and stuff. So it's like a spoof of Facebook and all that. And she's great in that. And she was the reason when I saw her in the trailer, I was like, oh yeah, cool. Okay, this might be good. And
there was some production quality to the film. Like they had lots of extras. It wasn't just like the five people crew or whatever.
It was a very polished piece. Yeah.
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 A lot of the movies we've watched have had like literally a cast of six people.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it was nice seeing a full production. And well, let's talk about the cameos. Mick Foley, Lance Storm, Chelsea Green, and Davey Boy Smith Jr.
Yeah.
With dreads.
I kind of want to see him in dreads more in MLW.
That was him, dude. That was Davey Boy
Smith. Mordecai? I didn't realize that was...
That was him.
That was Davey Boy Smith Jr., dude. Look at the face.
Was he doing blackface?
No, it was just the hair, man. Just like the dreads were covering his face and just you couldn't see it probably because he kept moving.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking, oh, this guy must be like some MLW guy.
I didn't notice it till like the third time and I was like, wait, is that Davey Boy? Is that fucking Davey Boy?
I thought, oh, is this like that Sam Fatu or something like that?
It's like if you took the Killer Elite squad and made them one person.
Oh, wow. I saw that he was in the credits, but I didn't check the character name. Wow.
Yeah. Lance Storm was fun. I enjoyed watching him wrestle badly, like as an indie guy, which was interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't know, for me... As a movie, I wasn't a huge fan of the story or anything. I felt like the main characters didn't grow in any conceivable way. I know at the end he's like, oh, you know, when he gets down on the knee again, you know, because he proposed at the when she was leaving and then she proposed at the retirement. But like he got on his knee in the retirement. He was like, I've always loved you or whatever, but like I don't need your – but it wasn't enough growth for me, I guess. I'm like, why are you on your knee in front of this girl, dude? Like she's fucked you over. I don't know. Yeah.
This is a weird thing at the start, or the flashback. So she's leaving high school before the end of the year to go to wrestling?
I don't know.
She's got like a scholarship to go to
yeah.
pro-wrestling.
And now she's retiring, but then she's not retiring because she gets offered a new contract. And it was all really bad and overwritten. They
both go to Japan.
It's a bit convoluted, yeah.
Yeah, he ends up getting a contract
assembly with not that many people at this assembly thing where she's, and they're doing like a farewell to her to go to wrestling.
Yeah.
Just like not going to finish school or what? How does this work?
Yeah, there were bits that didn't make any sense. And like he gets a contract in the end just for taking one bump. And like that's not how you, that's not how you get a contract. That's not realistic at all.
You agree to some people in the, speaking Japanese and you don't know what you get yourself in for.
Yeah, I feel like it was okay on the wrestling, but as a movie, as a story, I was just like, eh.
There was one thing that's very much true to, I'm sure, all our experiences. I think it was Smashina or whatever the main girl's name was.
Yeah.
She was talking to like the, she had to go talk to these like old professors or something like that. And pro wrestling, you mean like a Bruno Sammartino and you know, Killer Kowalski.
I love that.
And the art it's gallery. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's like anytime, like, I'm sure yous have it. Do you still get that era of Australian wrestlers that you're
back in my day? Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the way that she's like, yeah. I like, really enjoy this conversation because I get that.
Yeah. No, that was relatable. There were little moments in this movie where I was like, this movie had potential to really shine, but I don't think it did in the end. But it was okay. It wasn't bad.
My favorite bit. Lower middle. I've got to squeeze this in. So Corey Swanson, you know, he's all dejected. He's not going to go to see this, like, the retirement match part two. And so the guy that he befriended, who he went to school with, who held him up at gunpoint at the start, and he's just this weird character. I think he's problematic. But he turns up at the house.
That was that relationship I just didn't like.
Yeah, so Corey's in his pajamas eating Fruit Loops. And this old mate knocks on the door and then he's like, oh, you should come, blah, 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 blah. And then he goes, oh, I saw you were eating something. What was that? And then it's like next scene, they're both in matching pajamas on the couch watching TV eating Fruit Loops. And that made me laugh out loud. It's like,
yeah,
it was just little like moments. A funny when
it,
gag.
When it was a little gaggy comedy, it was all right. Like even the opening where he's like, you're robbing a deli. You realize this is a deli. Why are you robbing a deli? We have cheese and meat. Like, that was fun. And then the old lady hitting him and stuff. But no, but then, like, I don't know. Yeah, story-wise, there's something else I want to say. Like, the whole idea, like, this movie fell into that trap of the main character, the female main character, Sheena, is kind of just a figment of the dude's imagination. Right? Like...
Hero worship again.
Well, no, he's not in love with a real person. He's in love with an idea. And then, as well... the handling of mental health issues I didn't feel was as delicate as it could have been. Like, this could have been a really good, serious movie that talked about some serious issues, like the mental health stuff. That
yeah, the psychologist who was a bit wacky. And
yeah, she was a comedic bit.
She had to work in a hardware store. Yeah.
And then
he kept trying to shrug it off like, you were in a mental institution. No, I was in a stress clinic.
Yeah. And so there was some themes there that could have been like, it felt like the movie wanted to say something, but never committed to it. And it felt like a much better movie when it was just having a laugh. And I wish they would have just committed to one because it could have been great.
Like following on to that Fruit Loop scene, there's the old guy, neighbor or whoever. And he's like, you got to get off that couch, blah, blah, blah. I've been nailing your mum for 10 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's why I was asked for earplugs for Christmas.
So there were bits. Yeah. I'd put this solidly in the middle. I still put it below the Aztec Mummy one.
Oh, come on. I enjoyed it more than that.
It's below. Yeah, it's below for me.
Yeah, okay. solid middle of the pack, but on the lower end of the middle. I'm losing track of how many of these we've watched now.
I feel like it's only like... five, probably, at this point.
No,
we're still in the single digits.
Yeah, we'll have to build a list.
Chokeslam, Banting.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Banting.
There was that weird dad one. My dad is a heel wrestler. There was that weird one that you gave us. Heels? Was it just called Heels?
Yeah.
The Big Show
counts. Oh, yeah, the main event counts. We're close to 10. We're getting there. Yeah, there's a few.
We're getting there.
So, yeah, leave us a comment. Send us a DM. Send us a tweet for what movie we should watch next. If not, we'll decide amongst ourselves and we'll let you know next week what we watched.
Oh, you just watched the John Moxley one.
Oh, right, Cage Fighter, that was another one. Right. There's been a lot. There's been quite a few. This quarantine thing went much longer than anyone expected.
And it ain't really over yet.
No, it's still going. we should say that as well, just in Australian wrestling news, PCW thought they were coming back, but thanks, Premier Dan Andrews, who, by the way, is a cunt.
Oh, God.
he's tightened the restrictions again. So now PCW will not be operating, even though it's their own venue and they can control how many people can come in and where people can sit.
We're allowed to resume all proper training as of Monday.
Yeah.
Well, I think as of Wednesday. So we're going back to 3 days a week and it's all
nice.
It's all going to be rolling in the end. So
you guys know why I said he's a cunt, right?
I don't know.
You didn't see his quote about South Australia?
No, what did he do?
Well, when talking about the borders and the opening of borders and all that sort of stuff, he said, I can't remember the direct quote, but it was essentially, no offense to South Australians, but why would you want to go there? Fuck you, dude. How about that?
He's obviously not the travel minister as well.
Yeah, no, look, South Australia is a beautiful, beautiful place, and I highly recommend it.
Look at this beautiful place.
Look forward to seeing it one day. I look forward to seeing both of
us
one day.
Look, the three of us live in the hidden gems of Australia. No one talks about Western Australia, and there's some beautiful fucking places there. There's some amazing places in South Australia, and Tasmania, despite the cold, again, just some gorgeous fucking places. So fuck the main states.
I'll do a tour of Tasmania. I'll scour some locations for my backdrops. I'll really do my part for Tasmania tourism.
Here we go.
I want you with a
pointer. Set it up right now.
And I just want you to just like
do the weather.
Let's set it up right now. Okay, you're gonna do that, and as well, you're gonna quiz us. So we have to really pay attention to these backgrounds.
A Tasmania quiz.
Tasmania quiz. Let's do it.
Tasmanian geography.
And where can people find you guys if they want to suggest a movie to us? Where can they find you guys online?
I'm at Asia Mania Pod on Twitter. And Mysterious?
You can find me at Mr. Mysterious with 107i. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Grapple. Although I am thinking about deleting Twitter just with like all the inundated news at the moment.
Trying to communicate in 280 characters is a shit fight, and the people who invented Twitter should be killed on sight.
And on that note, how about you, Greg?
I am at Greg Does Things. But no, on Twitter, I'm Greg Does Tweets. On Instagram, I'm Greg Does Gram. Basically, Greg Does. You know, if you look up Greg Does, you'll find me. Greg Does Radio on Station Head, where I spin tunes from time to time. People should check it out. Greg Does Things on Twitch. Twitch.tv/GregDoesThings. Hit the follow button. Help me get to the 50 followers that you need or whatever. And let's play. I'm playing Pokemon at the moment. The new DLC has come out, the new DLC Isle of Armor. So I'm playing Pokemon a lot. I will be playing TEW. I've had a few people message me like, when's the next episode of TEW, bro? I want to see what happens on the TV show. I don't know why I did that voice for you. I love you. We will get there. We're going to do it. We're going to do the TEW, but wrestling is problematic as hell, and I'm kind of burnt out, so I'm playing Pokemon. I got NBA 2K20 in a Humble Bundle for racial justice this week, and so I'm going to...
I bought that $5 bundle thing as well with 1,700 things in it.
Yeah, I basically... there was another one on Humble Bundle, which was $1,200 worth of games for $50. And it included NBA 2K20, which on its own is a $90 game. So I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to do this. And I'm really bad at 2K20. I played with the 98 Bulls against like the lowest stat team in the game, and I got my ass kicked. So that'll be fun. But yeah, I play games on at Greg Does Things. And I'm hoping to do a D&D game as well, but we'll get there. So yeah, that's where you find me. Collectively, the B+ Wrestle on Twitter, because wrestling wouldn't fit the B+ Wrestle. No, the B+ Wrestle on Twitter, because wrestling wouldn't fit the B+
Wrestling
everywhere else. Like, share, subscribe, 5-star review if you like what we do. And thank you so much for listening.
Peace out, guys.